In 1848, London smelled awful. I'm not sure why this surprised anybody. If I'd been around then and somebody had said, "Hyacinth, if every toilet in town flows directly into the River Thames, will the city smell like a rose garden in a chocolate factory?" I'm pretty sure I would have said, no. But apparently it was a big surprise to the Victorians. They called it the Great Stink. And at first, all the members of Parliament ignored it. Then the stink reached the Parliament building, and when everybody finished running, gagging out of the building, they figured maybe they should do something about it. They dug up half the city and built a massive underground sewer. They spent huge amounts of money, and they ripped up the road and tore down houses, but they did it in the name of good health and breathable air. It was just a big engineering project, and it had absolutely nothing to do with a terrifying magical power that could destroy London and possibly the whole planet if it got into the wrong hands. At least, that's what the history books told me. But you know what? History is a big fat liar. And you know who else is a liar? My mom. Okay, that's not fair. It's only lying if you're clued in enough to know you're not telling the truth. I honestly think Mom believes everything she says, even if it completely contradicts something she said 30 seconds before. Consider the following Mom monologue, which I heard as our black cab pulled away from London Heathrow Airport. "Now, honey, I know you're scared about moving to a new country, and maybe you're a little angry at me. But you're going to fall in love with London. I just know. It's a wonderful big city full of exciting things. It'll be totally different from what you're used to, and that will help you grow. Also, Aunt Polly's flat is in Hampstead, which is the part of London where she and I and all your aunts grew up, and it's just beautiful. There are sheep wandering through fields and springs welling up between the trees. It'll be like you never left Grandma's farm back in Illinois. And that will help you feel right at home." You see what I mean? I counted 4 contradictory statements in about 10 seconds. You would think that one of them, at least, would turn out to be right, but Mom has a rare knack for missing the truth on all sides. And when we finally got to Hampstead, I realized she'd done it again. It wasn't bustling and exciting, but it wasn't full of sheep and springs either. It was just an ordinary neighborhood with some trees and some buses. Aunt Polly's building was on a busy 4-lane road, and I'm pretty sure any sheep that tried to wander across it would have ended up as lamb chops. So, maybe things had changed since my mom was a little girl. Except the buildings looked like they were at least 100 years old, which means that my mom couldn't have grown up among open fields unless she was much, much older than she looked. Still, I was excited about seeing Aunt Polly. A long time before I was born, my mom and her 8 sisters had left England and moved to a little town in Illinois, where my grandmother had bought a farm. I had grown up surrounded by family, and since Aunt Polly had moved back to London last year, I'd missed her terribly. Spending time with her was the only part of this whole crazy move that I expected to actually enjoy.